In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello everyone. Greetings. So glad that you're joining us for another episode of Common Prayer. It is Tuesday, and my name is Kathy B. I'm excited for our time together today, and I look forward to all of our times, but especially today, because we're going to reflect on a wonderful passage of Scripture, and I hope its words and its message will meet you and encourage you exactly where you are right now. We're 8 months, yes, 8+ months into a worldwide pandemic where hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives in the U.S. alone. And we've recently gone through one of the most contentious elections in U.S. history. It's actually still going on. And it still feels like we're more divided than ever. At least in my lifetime, it feels like we're more divided than ever. And I don't know if you feel like this too, but there aren't too many days where I don't feel unmoored. That's the word that I came up with for my feeling. And usually the word has to do with vessels no longer being attached to their mooring. But when the word refers to a person, the definition is more like a feeling of being insecure, of being confused or lacking contact with reality. And I know I have Jesus, and I know you do too. But the truth is that we've never been through anything like this before, with so many different life events all layered on top of one another. And in a pretty short period of time, too. We're just not as closely connected to our friends and loved ones as we were before all of this. And we still don't know if or when it's going to end. And right about now, you're probably thinking, wow, Kathy, I thought I was tuning into Common Prayer because I was going to get a little encouragement today. And I promise that you will. You really will. But I wanted us to just be right where we are right now and to know and to strongly sense that God knows it all. He sees it all. And we need to acknowledge over and over and over again that we need Him in the middle of this storm. So the first thing I want to do today is to take some time to be quiet, to pray, and to prepare our hearts and our spirits to listen, to hear from heaven, and to ask the Lord to re-moor us, to re-moor us to our true anchor, to settle us, and to hold us close and give us His perspective, to breathe that into us just right where we are. So take a few deep breaths with me. And let's just be still and pray and listen to Him right now. Our scripture reading today is from Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." My friends, this is a psalm that is about security in the storm and where we can find shelter and anchor and true mooring that will hold us when we face life's inevitable storms. And we see in this passage that there's definitely some kind of a crisis going on here. And there's a strong sense of the instability and insecurity that we humans experience in this life. And in the midst of everything we read here, and in the midst of everything that we are going through right now in this part of history, I believe that there's an invitation to remember that it is God who is in charge. He is to be worshiped and praised, and His word is final. His presence is our true security. His presence is our true security. So let's reflect a little bit here. We read that God is our refuge and strength. And another way of putting that is that He is our shelter. God is our shelter. He is our strength, meaning that He both protects us as our shelter and He fights for us. He is both our shield and our sword. Let's take a few moments and just thank Him for that truth. Thank Him. And then would you tell Him, or would you just pour out your heart to Him with where you need His strength and His protection and power right now in your life? Where do you need Him to fight for you because you're playing out of your own strength? And we read that God is a very present help in time of trouble. And the word trouble literally means distress or feeling constricted. And that is another way of telling us that God is here and present when the pressure mounts, when the world closes in on us. Our passage says that therefore we will not fear We will not fear because of His provision, because God's presence is with us. Try to identify right now what you are fearing. What are your fears? Talk to Him about those, whether they have to do with your children, with aging parents, your health or a loved one's health, financial concerns, job stress. Bring it all to Him and hold it before Him right now. The second half of the psalm invites us to see, to notice the works of the Lord, His promises, and that only He brings peace for the world. He makes wars cease. Isn't that a wonderful truth and promise right there? And then finally, He tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." It's like He speaks a direct prophetic word here. And just like He brings peace to the earth, He brings peace to the heart, to our hearts. And He wants us to experience that reality right now, to know that God is God. He wants us to experience Him in the quiet of our hearts. And friends, this is so, so personal. It's not just theological truth and knowledge, but to know that He is God is connected to allowing God's peace to settle down upon me. It is knowing Him as my security and stability in the storm. Would you talk to Him about that right now? And finally, this very psalm, I've learned, is the psalm that inspired Martin Luther 500 years ago to write the amazing hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And the second verse says this: "Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. The Lord of hosts, His name, from age to age the same, and He will win the battle." Our Father, we can't in our own strength confide. We thank You that You are on our side, that You have given us Christ Jesus, that we belong to Him, and that He never ever changes, that He will win the battle. May it be so, Lord. May it be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.